This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Here we go. Welcome in Hour 1, G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Grand Prairie. Salute to everybody that has made it out here already. We do have a limited quantity of G-Bag Nation flags. Get them while you can. Crack them if you got them here. It's a Football Friday. What you drinking, what you thinking is coming up at 5:20. We do have Stephen Jones probably in about 15 minutes from right now joining us here on a Football Friday as we're off and running. General at your service. There's Broadus, the former Cowboy Scout, NFL executive, rocking his Dallas Stars green today.
How about that?
Nice.
Big win. Big win last night.
Big win. Big win in Boston.
Salute to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup back home master control there at 75 and Fitzhugh, keeping the Gators down best he can. Okay, he's fixing to go 5 hours flawless right here. LA Live at 5:40 every night in the nation. Of course, you got Woolchuck and Chia following myself, Gavin Dawson, along with you. We are the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. Okay, so just updates from last night. Woolchuck was on fire.
Thank you.
Okay. He was on fire.
100%.
His drunken picks, 2 for 2.
Woo!
He called Klay Thompson with at least 20.
Let's go.
He called Rams over Vikings for his survivor pick.
Yep.
The rare underdog survivor pick comes through for Woolchuck.
I felt for
you guys with that face mask at the end there.
It didn't matter.
I didn't think it would either, but I didn't want any excuses. No excuses.
All
right. The Rams came through last night.
Rams
Thursday
were better.
Football picker of the year right here.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You very much,
yes,
Buffalo
sir.
Wild Wings.
You're going to crown him, crown his ass.
Woo!
We're crowning your ass.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate it. But the Mavs, it was so much fun to watch. I will say Wemby is terrifying.
You actually watched the game?
I did. I watched that, Stars, and my middle TV had, of course, Rams and Vikings.
I just thought you would be in a drunken slumber at 9 o'clock.
I thought maybe you were pooing on your couch.
No, there was no shard on the couch.
Okay.
I've still avoided doing that, and I didn't invite Jared over. In fact, I don't know if I'm going to invite him back over.
Yeah, sounds like a questionable decision.
Sounds like a personal problem.
You got to have some type of hiatus.
Yeah. I think we need some.
Well, speaking of
need some alone time.
Yeah. Speaking of hiatus, there will be no boozing hiatus for Woolchuck, as you might get round two of drunken prognostications as this 5 hour cruise gets underway. He just said yes to a shot of tequila. I don't know if you guys caught that right before the show, but he said yes.
Yeah, here we go.
Well, I saw Woolchuck's going back to back.
He had tequila face about 5 minutes ago because the next one will be his second or third.
Start early. I'll hydrate late.
Mike McCarthy saying Dalvin Cook is in position to play today at his presser. How high are your hopes, guys, that not only will he play, but how good he could be?
This might be your after the bye week adjustment, that they kind of looked at their running game and felt like, you know, maybe they need something else with Rico Dowdle. I was talking to some people over there about how he practiced. Everything seems to be good in that regard. They'll know tomorrow for sure if he's going to play. I think maybe asking Stephen Jones might be a good question for him today about that. Maybe he'll give you a little insight. But it sounds like everything was on the positive side of him dressing for you in this game against San Francisco.
Yeah, we started to hear some of those whispers last night there, Brian. Like, all of a sudden, this could be the week for Dalvin Cook. So Mike saying that indicates that I think you're – and it's the right time. I mean, if you did, and I don't think that they will, but if they did need to make a move at the deadline and they thought running back was an area they wanted to address – see what Dalvin Cook can do before you get there.
Absolutely. There's no reason for them not to try Dalvin Cook. I mean, and we saw with Ezekiel Elliott what happened with him in the Detroit game. They didn't run the ball at all in the Detroit game. Maybe they'll have some opportunities in this one. But you need very similar to what you had in that Pittsburgh game. You're going to need to find anywhere between 75 and 100 yards in this football game. Boy, that would sure help your quarterback a lot.
Predictions, I mean, with Kendricks out, with Micah, with Tank out, knowing how the 49ers run the ball, I mean, it's just a matter of how bad you get beat, right? We're not talking about could the Cowboys win for real,
Friday.
I'm not personally.
Yeah, no. I think this is a San Francisco 26, Dallas 16 type game.
I mean,
I'll second that.
I'm hoping it's kind of Steelers-esque, maybe the Cowboys
that's your
can
hope.
Pull off a ugly victory, but I'm with you. I think this one's a little closer than it would have been with all the injuries the 49ers are having, but I just don't think any of us can have faith that the Cowboys can stop Jordan Mason, that rushing attack, until they show us that they have any of that ability. And yeah. I got to lean Niners. I'm with you.
Yeah, and I also, even though the Niners' defense is down, you can't help but feel like Dak and the offense see ghosts every time that uniform combination is on the other side of things.
We've gone through this all week, really. Yeah. When you look at the Cowboys, the weaknesses the 49ers have had, the middle of the field, you know, some of the things in the red zone, are all things Dallas is struggling with right now.
Yeah.
If Dallas was able to run the ball somewhat, you would feel good about it. If Dallas was able to play in the red zone, you would feel good about it somewhat.
Yeah.
You know, if Dallas didn't play stack box and be bad at it, then you would feel good about this. Everything that San Francisco might struggle with, you are just as bad at.
Yeah.
So it's just disappointing that way.
I'll tell you one way I'd be confident is if 21 points could win it, because kicker Brandon Aubrey has been hanging him and banging him at night after jury duty.
Nice.
Expected to fly with the team tomorrow and play Sunday. Coach Mike McCarthy saying, I think he's going to be just fine. But what are we hearing about Debo and Kittle? You know, I guess it would have to be a low-scoring game, perhaps in the teens, with field goals getting the job done for me to believe. So we'll have an eye on that practice report as the day continues throughout the afternoon here in the G-Bag Nation. Okay, Jerry on the fan this morning on the popularity of the NFL. Very interesting. He says, you'll never have a day when the NFL isn't on free TV for almost every part of it. Says, we want to stay very accessible. I think that has a lot to do with the NFL's popularity. The biggest thing that makes the NFL as popular as it is in my mind is it's a soap opera every day, 365 days a year. It's promoting interest when the teams aren't playing. And when it gets slow around here, I will stir it up. Okay, that was about the only advancement of the story that, you know, broke last Tuesday here with Jerry going after Sean and RJ. You know, maybe by design. We're losing. I mean, I think it was Lucius that had that take the first time, right? Like, this is the perfect distraction. Like, watch me. Everybody's hating on the team right now. They want to fire everybody. I'll just put all this on me. And we'll get some ratings out of it and some attention. Goose this soap opera up to the next level.
Yeah, he knows. I mean, he's said this before. I know how to stir it up. I love to stir it up. So you can never completely rule that out. That's for dang sure.
Said he was happy to see the ESPN story about the fan tours at the Star. Why? The publicity will increase our tour significantly.
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous to think that it impacts the play of the players. Jerry was in his bag this morning, dude.
It was awesome.
He was. It was one of his better interviews.
That was a great response.
KNC, no doubt.
Last week, no doubt, focused him and reminded him of, you know, what he's all about, and, you know, bold statements abound. I think that if there was any thought that maybe if Jerry's losing it here at 82 years old, that's been dashed because he's on fire. I thought that was interesting, and he's right. You know, again, flowers to Lucius. He pointed out on this story a couple of days ago that, you know, since back in the day, they were going to Valley Ranch. Before that, they were going up to Mockingbird, fans standing on the other side of the fence during practice begging for autographs. Like, it's just, it's been part of the deal, you know?
And yeah, he's really big on the fan experience. That's the whole deal.
Yeah.
You know, Jerry is, not only is he trying to talk about growing his own team, but growing the league itself. And then every year, it seems like there's never a question about, you know, television dollars and things like that coming in. You know, it's one of the most popular programming things you can watch, regardless of, you know, of just if it's just entertainment or sports, whatever. The NFL does great numbers, and you know it's something that's growing now worldwide. And Jerry's kind of like, fine, you know, you want to. I'm just trying to make the fan experience the most important thing.
Yeah.
And as long as the fans feel good that they're getting something out of it, they'll continue to show up, and he's right about that.
Mavs got a win. We got to talk about that. Stars got a nice win. We'll discuss that further. We're going to step aside a little bit early, but we got to take care of a little bit of business first. We have three of our four survivor picks. Chief, where are you going here this week
with the survivor pick?
Yeah.
Do I have to go on record right this second? I need to feel 100%.
Oh, you got all the show.
I got a few minutes,
on,
perhaps.
Geez.
I'm looking at the Lions for sure.
Okay, all right.
I don't believe I've taken them. If you could inform me on some of that stuff, I will do that for you. I will definitely have a pick in the next few minutes.
Jaden Daniels feeling like maybe he can play against the Bears. He was limited at practice today. We're back with Stephen Jones, live Buffalo Wild Wings here in Grand Prairie. Pick up a G-Bag Nation flag while they last. Join us for some fellowship and 5 hours of sports content here. It's the G-Bag Nation. I'm a fan. Welcome back, Nation. We are live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Grand Prairie. It's right off 20. Come join us. Pick up a GBAG Nation flag while they last, some fellowship. And we'll have a time. Once again, we've been watching games for too long. Segment of the Nation, we're going to have Stephen Jones join us here in just a second, is brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been injured in a car truck wreck due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels and get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. Rams head coach Sean McVay talking about reports about possible Cooper Kupp trade. You guys see this? He says they're just not true, while simultaneously confirming the Rams had trade-related conversations with other teams about Kupp, and that L.A. has, in fact, discussed the possibility with the receiver as well. But I don't know what parts would be not true. I guess they said the Rams were willing to throw in some cash, and they're looking for a two. What other sort of particulars in there could he be disputing? Any?
Maybe the Stafford stuff. Maybe that's the one, because Stafford was out there, Kupp was out there. Maybe the Stafford, which did get refuted by several other sources as well, that I saw some people even in Baltimore and then in Minnesota, because the report came from the guy that hosts the podcast with Marlon Humphrey with the Ravens. And so Minnesota then went digging, and they said there was no truth to the Vikings looking into Matthew Stafford. So maybe he was trying to, like, lump both of them together. But, I mean, it was kind of refreshing that he said the Kupp stuff was true and that we talked to the player, didn't deny it. But it sounds like Cooper Kupp's going to be staying with the Rams.
Yeah, boy, he sure looked good. And the Rams, when you start to talk about him and Puka Nacua and the way, you know, that game, everybody's talking about the face mask play. The Rams were the better team last night. They clearly were. It wasn't going to be about the Rams' ability to move the football. And Matthew Stafford, even at his advanced age, you know, playing quarterback the way he was last night, you know, with those two weapons, the running game they have with Williams, I mean, that's a team that might find their way back if they could keep everybody healthy here.
McVay continued, there's a lot of stuff out there where there's not a lot of accountability to the reports, and that's unfortunate. Yeah. I mean, if you want to keep people accountable, that's fine. Just tell us, you know, exactly what's...
Yeah, which report.
What's not true. And I also think there are a number of times where, and Brian, help me out here, you're much more of an insider. You know how these channels of information flow. But I feel like there's a lot of times where a source tells a reporter something, he believes it to be true, he is reporting it.
Right.
But the source has a different opinion on what the variables are than somebody else in the organization. So somebody else is coming out saying that's not true, where other people think it is true.
Yeah, there's been times where you almost have to be careful that if you have, like, multiple sources within the organization, you know, and you make sure you kind of ask, like, hey, listen, I heard this, and then you have to maybe follow up with two or three other sources within the organization, then that would be, you know, that's how you kind of get things confirmed there. But so a lot of times people will go with just one source.
Yeah.
They'll just dive it with one source. And if it's a guy or a gal that you feel like you can trust and go on the one source bit, then you'll do that. But I tell you, it's kind of a little bit of a dangerous game to play.
I've just been informed there are only five flags remaining.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So we've had historic demand for the GBAG Nation flag. And yesterday we ran out a couple of times.
Three more flags
remain. So I mentioned it in the open. Jaden Daniels limited today in practice as they're getting ready to play the Bears. Suffered a rib injury first quarter in their win over Carolina. Marcus Mariota would start if Daniels can't play. I think this is big for the Cowboys, because if they can get something going and, you know, they end up losing to the Bears, you know, then the deficit in the division would just be at that point be a half game. So, you know, it's possible Daniel's status will not be revealed until Sunday afternoon. The game is scheduled to kick off at 4:25 on Sunday. Okay, it is a football Friday. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings. Just had my guy deliver me a Diet Coke.
Diet Coke.
Look, as good as it gets, man. Right there. Salute to you, sir.
Incredible. We're about to do this thing with our
Can't
guy.
Can't wait to talk to Steve.
His buddy's coming over. They're ready to hammer home what will be Walchuk's fourth tequila of the day.
Yes.
Third.
Who's counting?
Wow. All right. Okay. Stephen Jones joining you now here on your home of the Cowboys, 105 through the Fan, as we continue our Football Friday discussion here on the Fan. And good afternoon, Stephen. How the heck are you?
Doing good, guys. Ready to get back out on the field after a long, long bye week situation. So ready to get back to work.
Yeah, jumping in against the 49ers, recent history, long-term history against that organization. How much would you love to get a win against this team?
Oh, well, it'd mean a lot. As we all know, we've been struggling and hadn't played up to the standard that, we'd like to think we are as a team. But, just like the Niners are experiencing and a lot of teams experience, we've had our share of injuries, but it's the world's smallest violin. No one feels sorry for you in this league. So we're ready to get out there, and it'd be a huge, huge win to be able to go out to San Francisco and get that job done.
Now, speaking of getting that job done, there's been talk today with Mike McCarthy saying Dalvin Cook is ready but didn't confirm to him playing, said he wanted it the whole week. What would you add to that?
Yeah, I don't have a lot to add to it. I know they're going to make that call tomorrow, and certainly Dalvin's been doing the job and doing his work week in and week out like the professional he is. I know, one of the reasons we signed him is them. I had him in Minnesota, and he was one of his leaders on his team when he was having success, and they were winning playoff games up in Minnesota. He was one of the leaders on their team, so he's been great to have on the team. And, Mike and Shotty have been talking to us about, it's about time for him to get his opportunity, and we'll see how everything goes tomorrow and make that call.
How's Deron Bland looking? Any new news on him possibly playing Sunday?
Yeah, he's still got a shot. He's working through it. We don't want to have any setbacks with him in terms of that foot. But, he's doing a good job. He obviously plays a position, where everything, it's all got to work because you're playing against, top-notch players. And, who knows, we might end up seeing Deebo Samuels yet. And, I know we won't see Ayuk or McCaffrey, but, you got to be at the top of your game when you're out there on an island at corner, and you got to make sure he's 100% before we can get him out there. So we'll see how his practice goes tomorrow as well.
How about Tyler Guyton? Do you imagine he starts at left tackle?
Yeah, he should be right back in the lineup playing left tackle for us and get Tyler back where he's playing his best ball at guard there. And, keep the train moving there. We think the world of Tyler and know he's got a bright future in this league. If you look back on what Tyler Smith did as a rookie, he had his ups and downs too. But it all came together for him, and he's one of the best linemen in the league now. So it'd be great to get Tyler back rolling this week. And obviously he'll have his hands full with that Niner defense, but be good to have him back.
Hey, Steven, if you could give me a little latitude on my question here. I did work in the pro personnel department for you, so I kind of understand this a little bit. But I wanted to ask about Derrick Henry. And I want to ask this in a way of, we talked about the salary cap situation. I feel like a lot of teams missed on him. Could this been the decision you guys made about him more about that you didn't feel like that he could play anymore? And it was, moved on from it that way?
No. This was, we know his agent well. It happens to be Todd France, Dak's agent.
Sure, sure.
And,
yeah,
you have a history there. I'm not going to get into who talked to who and who said what. But,
sure.
This was strictly, Brian, an allocation, of our cap. And people have to make tough decisions. And, I like to, liken it to somebody, Kansas City has to make tough calls along the way and let great players move on because of cap allocation. And, we don't have that, in our plan right now. And, hey, you remember this well, Brian, a man had a real hell of a coach come through our doors.
Sure.
And he always said, I reserve the right to change my mind. So, we'll continue to look at our situation and how we're managing it. And, this was just a situation where we weren't going to spend significant dollars at the running back position. We were obviously trying to draft one, didn't fall right in the draft. And, a little bit, and I think, Mike would be the first to say, we got to, commit to that run. And, unfortunately, we've been in a lot of games where we've been behind. We had a tight one in Pittsburgh, and we ran the ball in the second half and ran it well. So, it's just getting out there and getting with it. But the Derrick Henry deal, I totally understand it. He's an amazing football player. He's having a hell of a season. And can understand the second guessing. We just, you know, made a conscious decision that we weren't. And, of course, we had Tony Pollard right there who, you know, we thought the world of. And, you know, just, you know, he knew that we weren't going to, you know, be spending significant dollars at the running back position.
Yeah, I really do appreciate your answer, because I know there's a lot of teams that missed him. And I know myself missing him and thinking about, you know, what he could potentially do. And I just wondered if it was we made the decision because we felt like that his ability didn't match what we could afford. That's where I was just,
in my mind, I was trying to clear that up. Allocation of cap dollars, but you know, the Cowboys, Brian, you know this better than anybody. I don't know if y'all remember a player, Randy Moss. And we took Greg Ellis at the 8th hole, and I think Randy went like 24th. And I think we were the only team to pass on him, according to most people.
No. Hey, I was in Philadelphia.
I was there, too.
Yeah, I was with you.
We got to read that one all the time, too, and understand, you know, Derek – working in Dallas, and you know, and him obviously making it well known that you know he was a, you know, a Cowboy fan, which that's outstanding. But some of these players are only fans up to a certain amount of money, and they gotta make a business decision.
Do you feel like he probably wouldn't have been the same producing type of back that he is with the Ravens right now?
You just never know. Every situation's different. Players thrive in some systems and don't do as well in others. Obviously, that Ravens, what they're doing with the Ravens, hats off to them. We got a big dose of them right there in Dallas. And, you know, they're just a hell of a football team right now. And they're playing at a high level. They got a quarterback who's playing at an MVP level. And obviously, part of his deal is he runs the ball, is a real threat as a runner, not just a thrower. And, you know, it seems like that system's making a lot of sense. And hats off to the Ravens. They made some great decisions there.
Stephen Jones here with you on The Fan. You know, we love and appreciate having you and Jerry on twice weekly here. And boy, did Jerry really get after us last week or what? Did you hear about that?
I might have heard a little bit about it. he's got more skins on the wall. He's an 81-year-old Hall of Famer who's done really well. So you won't get that from me. I don't have enough skins on the wall.
Oh, shoot. I don't know, man. I was just wondering if you could tell me your strategy for getting out of it when you get sideways with Dad there.
Hey, I know it, but that's not what y'all are paid to do. Y'all are paid to talk and have opinions. I know when I've seen that jaw lock up, and my strategy is to keep quiet when he's rolling.
Do you envision yourself taking over as a general manager one day?
You know, I don't think about that. I want to enjoy every moment with my father. You know, he's the owner and the president and the GM, and you know, I cherish every minute that I've gotten to work with my father. A lot of people don't get that opportunity. I cherish the opportunity, and you know, I want to be where my feet are. It's a whole saying Dak likes to use. Enjoy what you're doing at the moment, and you know, we'll cross that road one day. You know, no one's getting out of here alive, last I checked. And so, you know, at some point that may be the case, but you know, we'll worry about those things when they happen. I just want to enjoy working with him and being a part of something special. And you know, I know right now we're frustrated with how our team's competing on the field, but overall it's been we've had a hell of a run and think we got a lot left in us.
Stephen, and again, working with you guys, I always found that you and your father were very good listeners. Were you listening this week in the bye week with what Mike McCarthy was talking about potentially for the second half for you guys as far as maybe some of the adjustments that he was going to make? And did yourself make any suggestions? You guys have seen a lot of football, know a lot of football. Were there any suggestions that you made that maybe some things as the front office that you would like to see?
You know, sometimes I get a laugh out of how people think, you know, it's a dictatorship over there and everybody just does what Jerry says. As you said, Jerry is a great listener and we are. And, you know, we've got two really great coaches on our staff who've got, you know, skins on the walls as head coaches and have had a lot of success in this league. And Mike McCarthy and Mike Zimmer, their staffs are great. And then we've got some you know, really top-end football players like Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb, and I know Mike is hurt right now, Zach Martin. You know, we've got the right kind of people, you know, to get this ship righted. And obviously when you have a bye week, you do a lot of self-critiquing and self-evaluating, and I know both Mikes have done that in terms of offense and defense. And, you know, I just feel like we've got the right group to right this ship. I know, obviously, you know, again, I'm going to Bill Parcells a couple times here, but you are what you are. And right now we're a 3-3 average football team, 50% average. And that's not our expectations around here. And, you know, certainly our goals are much higher than that. And I just think we got the right coaching staff and the right group of players to, you know, get the ship righted here and make a hell of a run.
Sounds good to me, Steven. Give him hell out there. We'll be pulling for you.
Appreciate you guys. Always enjoy being on.
Cheers. There you go. Steven Jones here on your home of the Cowboys, 105 through the Fan. We're live Buffalo Wild Wings in Grand Prairie. That was terrific. Thanks to Steven. It's time now to get the G bag of the day. Back into the Pimp Cup we go. 75 fits you. Here's Lucius.
What a hell of a lead in from Big Steve right there, bro. How about
there you
that?
Go.
Big Steve.
Big Steve in the building. Yeah. All right. Here we go. This is day two for this little young man whose fantasy team is in shambles. Poor kid. His team is in shambles. If anybody can relate to this man, put your hands up.
Buddy, what's the matter?
I'm done with fantasy football.
Why? What happened?
Everything. All my players are getting hurt. Yeah, and they're like some of the best ones.
Who's hurt now?
Chris Godwin's hurt. Now CeeDee Lamb's in the, Deebo Samuel's in the hospital. And CJ Stroud can't do anything.
CJ Stroud's sucking right now.
And so is Chris.
Can't do anything.
Hey, we gotta look at the waiver wire and keep it moving. That's all you can do.
CJ Stroud can't do anything, and Deebo Samuel's in the hospital right now. Man's having a bad time, bro.
Yeah, that's where you just shut it down. I think at this point in the season, have any injuries,
just let it go.
Yeah, the rest of the league's going to be mad at me because I won't check my notifications by week 12.
Yeah, make your picks. Make your moves. All right, let's see what we got right here. Big Nate Newton. Your boy needs some weed, so I'm beeping Nate Newton. Big Nate Newton was on Cowboys Crosstalk. Comes on Wednesdays here on The Fan, 7 o'clock right after the G-Bag Nation. He has Troy Aikman's back. Said those receivers out there look sloppy.
No way in the world can you ever have your wide receivers not running wide open, because you are distorting the next man route. When you are so selfish that you cannot get off the ball when you know you got a deep post so my man Fergie can come underneath and catch that ball for a first down, that is selfish, that is wrong, and it ain't gonna never be right in my eyesight. Troy had that spot on. You can't have a body language where you getting ready to run a snap, you sitting there and your stance just stuttering. Man, take off, drive through that guy inside short and slant so we can get this guy over the top, because they're going to bring the safety and the linebacker down there on you. So now we got Cooks or the other boys streaking down the field. Come on, man. That was right.
He was on fire there.
He was fantastic. That was an amazing.
He's had enough. Nate's
fed
had
up.
Enough.
Yeah,
he is fed up.
Fed up.
Yeah.
Fed it up to here with you fools.
Yeah.
Fed it up to here. All right, let's see. Before I play this, I want to say no to drugs. Say no to drugs. Because they're not drugs anymore. They're stepped on too much. They got fentanyl and all that stuff, weird stuff in them. When you die, it makes no sense. You want to build clientele, not kill clientele.
Yeah.
Yes.
So let's go to comedian Theo Vaughn. Look at my, yes. That's all I get out of y'all. Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah. All right, let's go to comedian Theo Vaughn. He had J.D. Vance on the podcast.
Uh-oh.
And that's all I'll say.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't know if I'd be sober if this stuff weren't killing people, to be honest with you. I know that's sad to say. But that keeps me out of the risk of it. You know, it just makes it too...
Makes it a little scarier.
Yeah, that's the thing. It makes it scarier.
Yeah.
But it's also sad that somebody... I mean, this is ridiculous to say, probably, that somebody can't, you know, you can't even do cocaine in this country anymore, you know? And that seemed like a crazy thing to say. And don't say that. Don't say that. But I said it. But
but I said
can't even do
state
cocaine in this country. We are falling apart. You can't even do cocaine in this country anymore, man. Where are we going?
What's going on?
Let's bring it back
there. When I saw that headline and that tease, I thought it was going to be like a lead into like a libertarian take. Mm. You know, like if I'm not hurting anybody, why can't I do this freely in my own country? Right? Are we the land of the free and the home of the brave or what?
Yeah.
Took it a little curveball there. But still solid. Solid broadcasting there. I love it, you know.
Shaq and Chuck. Let's see. This is from opening night. I don't have anything from last night. Even though they were pretty funny last night, they were really in their bag. Chuck was doing some hating on the Mavs. I don't know if y'all seen that. I'm not going to play that because that's not G-Back in the Day material.
Yeah,
but Shaq making fun of Chuck is always funny, though.
I love Kawhi Leonard, but you can't rank him if he's not playing.
Is he a great player or not?
He was.
Great player or not.
But he played.
Played 68 games last year.
And the best ability is availability.
Spell it.
You see, almost made me curse you out.
Availability.
Spill it.
Spill it. Yeah, dude, that's classic Shaq right there. Military dad. You know, he had to get good grades. Yep. That guy was all over him. Okay, it's time to vote. Is it Phil?
Yeah.
That was Shaq's dad?
Yeah, Phil.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that dude was tough.
Phil's my father. Biological didn't bother, you know?
Yeah. You got it. Okay, is it the kid and dad fantasy team, Buffalo Wild Wings here in Grand Prairie? We out of flags. One more
Wild
flag
man.
Left. Nate Newton, Theo Vaughn, former comedian turned talk host, I guess, podcaster. Shaq making fun of Chuck.
That he retired from comedy? Challengers.
I guess current.
He's still
a comedian?
He's probably, he retired from reality
Dawson,
TV.
You put him out the pasture, bro.
Nah, he just retired from the cocaine, apparently.
Allegedly.
It's not safe anymore. That's crazy that people are still out there partying like that, if that's true.
If that's true.
It's a Russian roulette snort every time you do.
The purple cocaine.
Uh-oh.
Pink stuff. Yeah, I've never even heard of that.
That's what the One Direction dude had in his system.
That's right.
One of like 15 things when he
was
left
going the
off
wrong direction there.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, you know that's not good.
A little toosie.
Dad, Aaron, kid out. Kid needed a lesson on being a man from Dad, but Dad recorded him and humiliated him, which might work. Nate Newton, Theo Vaughn, Shaq making fun of Chuck. I think I'm going to go with Nate. I don't think I've ever heard that side of Nate before.
No.
He was fired up.
Give me Theo.
Theo. Okay. Lucius?
Yo. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Who are you voting for? Hi, Lucius.
Today, bye. I consider myself.
Yes, sir.
I was trying to play with that echo.
I think it was Luke Gehrig.
The luckiest man. Today, I'm going with the kid in this fantasy team.
We are tied at one, Woolchuck.
Give me Nate.
2-1-1, Brian.
Give me Nate.
3-1-1, you're new. G-Bag of the Day champion, it's former Cowboys offensive lineman Nate Newton, fired up talking football there on Cowboys Crosstalk. Okay, we're coming back with biggest L's and biggest dubs. Chief, what do we got?
Yes, sir. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories live from B-Dubs in Grand Prairie, next in the nation?
Yes, sir. Happy Football Friday to you here in the G-Bag Nation. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Grand Prairie, and we are out of G-Bag Nation flags. Okay, so thanks to everybody who made it out here and picked one up. Next week, we're going to wrap up Flagtober with an appearance at a Whataburger location. Stay tuned for details. NFL News Today is coming up at 3 o'clock. Here's the Chief.
Here we go. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Here's British Ian.
Trying to decide who had the bigger L. Was it Walchuk himself? Was it his couch? Or was it Jared, his friend? Because everybody in the scenario really takes an L.
Yeah.
Ultimately, the couch gets a dub because it was 2 steps backwards for 10 steps forward with the great cleaning that you got from the Tolo couch cleaner.
Right.
So I think the couch ultimately gets the dub. And then, you know, I think Walchuk and Jared both take the L, PTSD, a potential broken friendship, all of the above. So
there it is. I think that's a huge L to kick things going.
Yeah, I don't think anybody else is allowing him to sit on their couches. So this is an issue for him, I think, all the way around. Big time L for him.
I think things would have been okay if he would have just spilled something on the couch.
Totally.
Anything. You know, if he just dropped purposely a plate of food on the couch and then had it cleaned, I think you're in good graces. Everybody spills stuff on the couch.
Honestly, the way that couch is now, big dub for me.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So it took somebody pooing on your couch to get the couch where it needs to be.
Yeah.
All sometimes right. That's what it takes.
Sometimes
it's
you
an
have
old couch. I wasn't going to pay to have it cleaned, but if you poop on it, you pay for it.
Yeah.
The Let's obstacle is the way.
Yeah.
817 took an L on Saturday with his Longhorns, but then the Mavs started the season with the dub last night, and all is right in the world.
Let's go.
We have the 214, our buddy Woody. Biggest win this week was yesterday. It was his birthday. He spent it sober with his son.
Wow, or congrats, buddy.
He did say, I spent it with my son Sober. So maybe his son's name is Sober, and he got to spend it with Sober.
It's an interesting name, choice of names.
It's unique.
Definitely a friend of Bill W.
Well, it's a family name.
Yeah,
so,
right.
We're obviously not going to crap on it.
Exactly.
Like Wolchuk's friend does on his couch.
Might consider a change. A trip to the courthouse. I mean, forget about it.
Speaking of...
Hi, I'm Sober Dawson.
Are you?
Are you? Yeah, I'm Sober Dawson.
Of course I am.
So you don't want this beer? No, I do. My name is Sober.
I'm Sober, yes.
I actually thought that the quarterback for Illinois last night, Cal McCord, was not sober. I thought there was a chance that he could have been, like, on a Wolchuk level of hammeredness when he was throwing three pick sixes in the first half of the football game. Maybe. That's got to be a record.
It probably is. You know,
like throughout time and all of football ever being played.
I think it's
called the Matt Schaub record.
I just kind of wonder.
Schaub trophy for that.
I wonder if there was a quarterback that we played in the early 2000s that might have done that for the Cowboys. One of those guys we had.
Drew Henson had to have.
Yeah, there was got to be somebody that. But Drew Henson did throw, I believe, against Chicago his first start. He threw a pick six, and Parcells then put Vinny Testaverde in at halftime. Like he said, "Nah, we're not going through this again." You know,
I like his style.
Nah, we're not going to be throwing pick sixes here today.
Not doing that.
Maybe the biggest L for me, Chief. What U.S. happened? Soccer decided they're going to change how the kids' ages count. So they're going back to like the school calendar instead of birth year pure. So it's breaking up all the soccer teams.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So some of my, like, younger girls that were born after a certain period can choose, you know, which team am I going to. And we've been family for like 8 years now. So.
But they get to go dominate at a lower level now.
Yes,
and
if they, yeah, if they want to.
Yeah,
if they want to. I guess it makes sense to, like, to keep their team the whole whatever, but it's jacking everything up.
It's kind of like the COVID teams here now. We're giving everybody an extra year.
Well, that tears me up, man. I'm sorry to hear that.
Bumps me out pretty good. I'm hoping they all decide to stick together.
Yeah, you got it. One last ride.
Yeah.
That's how you got to sell it, dude.
Yeah, right?
Like, let's go. It's us against the world now. They're trying to divide us. That's what they're trying to do.
They realize.
They don't want you to be great. They see what you guys are capable of. They're scared.
Yeah.
You got them shaking in their boots and their britches, both of them.
I think they see that.
And now all of a sudden you have a choice to make. What are you going to do? You going to do the right thing?
Yeah.
I love it.
Are you going to do the right thing? Damn right you are. Let's go get the victory tonight.
Chief, they see they're poorly coached.
You've got coach written all over you,
wrong.
They're poorly coached. And they really don't want to do this. And that's why they're moving on.
It was Dawson's own teammates banded together to get the rule put back in place.
Yeah, Dawson's over there trying to explain to him why they need to stick together. And the kids realize they're poorly coached, and now they want to go do something else.
Seems like they want to play volleyball now. I get to stand around and just hit a ball over a net. Sounds great.
Man, I'll tell you what doesn't sound great. One, being on a Spirit Airlines flight, just end of sentence. Mm. Okay, but what if I throw into the sentence, super rat?
Yeah, I saw the headline to this and was like, what the hell is
so
super rat?
Super rat.
What is that? I mean, is
that
like,
a nutria?
What makes the rat super? Is it size?
It's got to be size.
Is it his general
aggression?
Aggression.
Yeah. So to get in the cargo hold at New York, LaGuardia, or
rats
one of these
on a plane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what it means?
I believe that's where it began.
Yeah, JFK, LaGuardia, one of those places.
Wow.
We got, more tequila showing up. That's quality.
More tequila.
That's a W.
That's a big W.
That's a dub.
There's a
part of me that would rather have snakes on a plane than a super rat. That feels like the a new kind of sci-fi-ish movie or whatever.
Did the super rat pop out of when they landed, that kind of thing? How did the super rat show up?
Yeah, well, it was the video on the Spirit. You guys should
running
actually,
on the tarmac.
It was the Dallas TV. If you guys saw the Dallas, yeah, the Dallas TV, and it's somebody who's you can look into like up above, and you can see something's crawling there. Like the shadow of it because of the light, and it's like it's a big shadow. I will say that. Like you look at the shadow,
it's already on the ground.
Yeah, this thing. Well, no, it's up in the lights of the plane or whatever. So you can look up and see that right above you is a giant. What is being described as a super
this
rat.
Is kind
and then
of
it
my
started running up and down.
This is my experience when I worked at the vet in Philadelphia.
Oh yeah,
I used to be able to hear the rats run, and the cats were chasing the rats. On the tile going across.
That's wild.
While we were working. Yeah. And then one time a rat fell through onto my administrative assistant, her desk, and she lost it. And I don't blame her. I mean, that was imagine just working and a rat falls on top of you while you're working.
Totally terrible.
Man, being disrupted while you're working is the worst. You know, and I would, on that note, I would just throw out for consideration biggest dub, having your coworkers get hammered on the job 2 days in a row. I don't know if that's a dub or an L.
It's a dub for the coworkers.
But it's starting to feel like a bad payoff. I'll
drink say it's, I'd
to
say it's an HR violation.
Like you didn't enjoy it?
Dawson, that's what you get for not taking the test on time. You know? They're paying you back now.
You guys definitely took an L with that Vikings pick.
We used to have a rule. What was it, Lucius? You had to get halfway through the show before you'd start drinking? What was that?
Wow. Yeah, that you had to have. Yeah, double. Yeah.
It was only 3 hours. Yeah.
Yeah, but you guys remember we put that in our contracts when we came up to GBAG.
Yeah, we changed it.
Like, it's the Russ Martin clause.
They were like, "You're getting a 2-for-1 deal. You better let us respect."
All right, there's Bill signed a lot of those over the years.
Yeah, we'll get to. There's a Texas high school football play. Oh my gosh, Kyle Yeoman's on the call. I heard it with KNC.
Yes, dude.
It's unbelievable, and we'll throw it in maybe in the dump or something like that.
I'd have it for NFL News today. We'll see.
There's maybe for NFL News today. There's another high school football story out of Palestine as well. That's probably worth talking about. Big controversy out there with the Spygate. Texas high school football.
High school football Spygate?
Yes, Bill Belichick, pro bono work. I feel bad for the kids. The story's pretty controversial.
It's crazy.
Pretty explosive. Thank you, Chief. There it is. Biggest L, biggest dub. Most Fridays, 2:40 here on The Fan. C-Notes coming up at 3:20. Cowboys news of the day. NFL news of the day is next, though. We'll check what's in store for us.
We got a lot of injury updates coming your way, and we'll get to all of those, plus a CMC return date. That's next in The Nation.